Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning. Welcome to another worldwide broadcast of Power Hour. This is Ted Roer, your host for Tuesday, February the 10th, 2015. I'm excited about today. We've got a lot of great information to cover. In the second hour, we're going to have Dr. Colin Ross. We'll be talking about mind control, MK Ultra experiments, psychiatry, the overuse of psychiatric drugs. It's going to be an incredible interview, guys. Got to stay tuned for that. And the third hour, I'm going to have John Rappaport back on. John's probably one of my favorite guests. And the reason I'm having him back on again, he'll be the first guest that I've actually repeated since I've been doing the sub-hosting for Joyce on the Power Hour, because I really, really like John Rappaport's stuff. He's got a great newsletter, and he's probably one of the most genuine people I've ever met. In fact, he really called out the entire AIDS hysteria back in the 80s or the 90s, and then he called out again what was going on with the problem with Ebola last summer, and he was one of the only people that stood out there and said, hey, look, this is another psychops that the government's doing, and we basically need to calm down. There aren't going to be millions of people infected with this. And I must admit, a lot of people really thought that we had a big one going on with Ebola. And, of course, now we know that, according to Dr. Francis Boyle, that a lot of the immunizations that were being given to the folks in Sierra Leone and these other places in Africa were actually causing the problem with the outbreak of Ebola. And apparently when they stopped giving these different types of immunizations, this whole quote-unquote pandemic subsided. So that's kind of an interesting topic that I want to talk to John about today also. But there's something I want to share with you real quick, and this is something that really affects me as a Christian. And this is from Alex Jones, and it's on Prison Planet. And there's an article that was written by Michael Phelan. He did an excellent job on it. It says, church is now asking followers to submit to the government to call 911 on suspicious neighbors. A church hosting a law enforcement appreciation sermon asked its followers to pledge their allegiance to the government this weekend, arguing that all state authorities throughout history have been ordained by God. Now, here's the problem. They're asking you to submit to the state without question. They had police worship today, and last weekend was military worship where they played clips of American Sniper, the source said. They were telling people to basically worship the government and worship police no matter what they say. There was no mention of police brutality, no mention of the system grabbing our data. And the church's pastor, Dan Kellogg, who is also reportedly a police chaplain, used the Romans 13 Bible verse to justify his position. And what basically wrote 13:13 has been routinely used by tyrants throughout history in an attempt to prevent Christians from opposing the rule. Indeed, it was Hitler's favorite Bible verse. Watson wrote, religious groups such as the Catholics in the 1930s, Germany also used this verse as an excuse not to rise up against the Nazis when they were still a minority political party. Near the end of the sermon, members of the congregation were asked to raise their right hands and make a pledge, which included the promise to call 911 on all suspicious neighbors. I'm going to talk more about that in today's show. We've got so much news to cover. I've got probably 20 stories that I want to briefly talk about and address if you don't want to go into detail with. But we need to realize that when Romans 13 was written, it was talking about the king. Well, the United States doesn't have a king. The United States has a constitution. And we, the people, have pledged to obey the constitution. We become citizens when we're basically brought into this country as aliens, and we come in and become citizens. Our military pledges to the Constitution. We don't pledge to a king. We're not a monarchy. We're not basically being ruled by a dictator. We have a Constitution. So I believe that Romans 13 talks about being obedient to the Constitution of the United States of America, not to the elected officials. If the elected officials breach the Constitution, which they're doing so readily nowadays, I personally believe that we as Christians need to stand up for what the Word of God says and what the Constitution says. Because certainly, if the government tells you to do things that are opposed to God's Word, we simply can't be mindless slaves to the establishment and say, okay, Romans 13 says, I'm to sin against God, sin against creation, and do all the things that my government tells you to do. No, by no means. We died to sin. How can we live it any longer? It tells us in the book of Romans also. So what we have to understand is, yes, There's a constitutional authority over us. Yes, they need to obey the Constitution, just like we need to obey the Constitution. And no, if they start breaking the laws of the Constitution, we need to call them to account. We need to get them out of office, if possible, now with the diabolical election machines, because we have so much fraud now in the election process.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It's your host today, Ted Brewer. Having some interesting discussion with you this morning about the church and our responsibility to obey the Constitution. We finished reading this article out of Prison Planet, a very interesting article. And it said, near the end of the sermon, the members of the congregation were asked to raise their right hands and make a pledge, which included the promise to call 911 on suspicious neighbors. I pledge to call 911 if I see someone suspicious in my neighborhood, this pledge said. While working with law enforcement to create a safer community as a noble cause, the sermon made no mention of the duty of Americans to oppose and protest unconstitutional legislation and dictates. The sermon's content is eerily similar to a 2009 document passed out to churchgoers in Ohio that told Christians support President Obama due to his status as God's minister. Since 2006, the Department of Homeland Security has used Romans 13 under a FEMA program to train pastors to become literal secret police. Pastors are tasked with teaching their congregations to submit to every government action, including forced relocation under martial law. During the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, pastors were used to quell dissent as police and military carried out unconstitutional gun confiscation. Now, guys, let me share something with you real quick, okay? This particularly is troubling to me because my mom was raised in Nazi Germany. Now, she was born in 1916 in Germany and basically saw the entire rise of the fall of the Third Reich. I've been very candid, very direct. I haven't tried to hide any of that with you guys. And what's interesting about this is she used to tell me stories of the secret police coming in and invading houses in the middle of the night and taking people away and never to be seen again. And these weren't Jewish folks. These were Christians and Catholics who opposed Hitler or said a word about it because their neighbors turned them in. The following day, their homes were bulldozed, and the following day, the rubble was taken away, and the entire lot was leveled and was basically, resodded to make it look as if they were never there. And after two or three times, no one ever would say anything about Hitler in the neighborhood anymore. But I was scared to death. You know, we can't be doing this as Christians in the United States and as patriots in the United States. You know, we don't even have to think about it as from a Christianity standpoint, just from the fact that we're all under the Constitution, under God together here. I mean, we really can't be supporting a dictatorship in the United States unless that's what you want. I mean, if that's what you want, that's what you're going to get. And I don't really know what to say, but it needs to begin at the local levels as far as this dissonance against this. It needs to begin in the school boards. It needs to begin with the county commissioners. It needs to become, you know, evident with our state legislation. And we, the people, need to stand in aggregate against this. We need to start praying in aggregate against this. We need to start believing in aggregate against this. This entire New World Order global tyranny that's coming upon us at light speed basically thrives and develops under fear. And that's why every time you turn the news on, everything's bad, 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 bad. Now, I have intentionally not spoken about what's going on in Russia and Ukraine and Crimea, because a lot of that stuff that's going on are just false flag exercises again. And I'm not going to foster the fear. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to get on this radio show and promote this stuff, you know. And if other folks who come on or guests and they want to discuss this, I have no problem with that. I'll even engage them in conversation. But when I do the first part of the show, I'm not going to be involved in all that because, you know, when you start dealing with promoting the government agenda and all of the steer-based tactics that they use, it's very frustrating. And this past week, Brian Williams basically had to step down, hopefully permanently, from the NBC NewsHour. I'm going to talk to John Rappaport about that in detail because he's written multiple excellent articles on the news media and the heads they use as far as the anchors and what they do and how they're basically trained to basically continue the narrative. And when basically he became part of the narrative and people saw that he was starting to lie with Brian Williams or has lied, the narrative could no longer be believed. And so hopefully we'll be able to get rid of this guy. But sadly, you know, we have to understand something. The nation itself, as it was founded by our forefathers as a republic, is not based on tyranny. It's not based on an oligarchy. It's not based on one man's forcing his will upon the rest of it. We all have unalienable rights by our Constitution that were basically given to us by our Creator and basically exercised by the Constitution of the United States. These rights are gradually being eroded and being taken away since 2001. And actually, we got to go back further than that. We got to go back to the Kennedy administration with the assassination of John F. Kennedy, which the CIA and basically shadowed parts of the government were involved in taking down John F. Kennedy and assassinating him. In fact, there's an excellent video. I've talked about it multiple times. I'm going to tell you again to watch it. It's called JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. It has close to 1 million views already in just a few weeks. And it really needs to be viewed by everybody. It's very long. It's like 3.5 hours, and it's worth every single second that you spend on it. It's JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. You have to understand that the powers to be put Adolf Hitler into power. You know, it was the Fords. It was the Rockefellers. It was the central banks. They were the ones who put Adolf Hitler into power. And basically, it was through the Bank of International Settlement in Basel, Switzerland, that the Nazis were able to continue and to fund the war effort. I mean, I could do a whole show on just this. But my mom warned me in 2001, when the towers came down, when she was still alive, she was in the nursing home. She sat there and cried and cried and cried. She saw the towers coming down, and she looked at me and she goes, "Das fängt wieder an," when German that means it's starting again. She goes, "Next will come the Reichstag fire." And sure enough, you know, there we have it. You know, then we had 9/11 with the symbolic of the Reichstag fire, and then the Patriot Act came, which is the German Enabling Act, which started stripping all the rights of the German people. And quite frankly, you know, we criticized the Germans for not being able to stand against this back in 1930 when Hitler started pushing his power base, and in 1933 when he came to power. We said, this will never happen in the United States. Well, friends, turn around. You need to look around. It's happening here. I mean, we are now attacking countries all over the world for absolutely no reason other than we want to basically absorb their resources or force them to comply with our will. This is not the America that I was born in back in 1955. This has turned into a fascist dictatorship following in the heels of the Third Reich. In fact, if you read the book Jim Marrs, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, he talks about what happened with Operation Paperclip, and so many of the Nazis infiltrated the United States government in the 1940s when they were brought over here with Operation Paperclip, including the MK Ultra mind control programs, the space program. All of this stuff was all Nazi technology and stuff that they discovered. And so we have to understand something. If we're not going to look at history and what happened, we're going to be doomed to repeat it. And that's not something that I want for the United States of America or for anybody living here. Now, another thing that always comes up as far as questions to me is the paying of taxes. Do I believe we should pay taxes? Yes, I believe we should pay taxes. That's not a fight I'm going to get involved in. I probably pay more than my fair share of taxes, including sales tax and state tax and intangible tax and income tax and everything else. And here's why. It's my responsibility to support the infrastructure of the United States. Jim Rohn taught me this a long, long time ago, back in the 80s. He was talking about folks that didn't want to pay their taxes, weren't fighting against paying taxes. And he goes, somebody's got to pay for the interstate highway system. Somebody's got to pay for the defense that we actually need in the United States. Somebody's got to pay for all these different things, the bridges and the infrastructure that have to be built. And we might as well pretend like our taxes are being spent to pay for these particular items. In fact, there's a section of I-4 I feel I kind of paid for out here in Central Florida over the last 30 years, and that's how I look at it. I think we all should pay every bit of the taxes. Now, I know a lot of you feel that the income tax thing is unconstitutional. Well, the folks that I know that kick against all that stuff, they always end up going into trouble and getting into jail. I just say, pay your taxes, because the way I look at it is somebody's got to pay for the roads. I don't want to be a third world country with dirt roads. We were in Kenya a few years ago. And I remember we were riding on one road in the middle of nowhere, and we were hitting potholes that were 24 inches deep. And I remember we hit one. My kidneys were so sore. The whole van banged. The whole thing, we blew out a tire. The pothole was so deep. We had to stop and change. We had like 3 spare tires on this vehicle to repair the tires constantly. I don't want to live in a country like that. And if it means we've got to pay some taxes to keep the roads and the infrastructure in shape, okay, so be it. I'm going to pretend like my taxes are being spent for that and for nothing else, because as far as I'm concerned, I can't do anything about a fair, out-of-control federal government, but I will be able to pay my own taxes, and I can say that I'm going to do that. Now, you may decide you don't want to do that. That's your choice. That's your decision. I don't recommend it. Same thing like bearing arms against the government. That's not going to be very effective. We need to do this in the voting booths and the voting polls. I've never advocated violence against the government. I think it's nonsense. I think that we can stand against them, we can vote against them, we can speak against them, and we can hopefully wake up the sheeple. But until we get the fluoride IV out of our arm and basically stop taking all these psychotropic drugs, we're going to talk about that in just the next hour with my first guest, Dr. Colonel Ross, Colin Ross. We're going to talk about the psychotropic drugs and how they're being used for mind control. And let me share something else with you. I'm on a little kick and thread here before I start on the news. I've had to deal with 2 people in this past week who are on aspartame withdrawal. Now, I'm going to share something with you, and everybody listen to me for a second. 10% of the molecular structure of aspartame is methanol, also known as wood alcohol, also known as paint thinner, also known as a neurological poison that cannot be made non-poisonous. It's also known as a solvent. I met with a 50-year, I didn't meet with him, I spoke with him over the telephone. I had a pastor friend of mine, Rodney Howard Brown. He was on with me a few weeks ago, or a few months ago here on the show. He came on, and he called me up. He says, Ted, I need your help. I've got a pastor friend of mine who's 50 years old. He's also an attorney, and he basically is going through severe, he's starting to experience senile dementia, and he's drinking probably a dozen to 2 dozen diet sodas a day. And I talked to the guy. He was already starting to get shakes, real bad tremors. Remember, Parkinson's been now linked to methanol. It's also been linked to different solvents. And when you're drinking that much aspartame in sodas and in drinks, you're going to have all types of neurological effects from that. And I spoke to the man after he'd been off the diet sodas for a couple of days, and he was experiencing extreme night visions and terror visions, and it was awful what happened to him, and he was trying to contact me. Secondly, 2 days ago, one of my writers that I use when I start doing my own books as far as cleaning up my stuff, she called me up and she said, I don't know what to do. She goes, I've been diagnosed with this these digestive disorders, and she's drinking a quart of diet sodas a day. And I talked to her in length about the diet sodas. She's coming off the soda. She emailed me last night and told me she was going through terrible, terrible detox, extremely horrible headaches, didn't know what to do. And this is what happens to people when they get addicted. I had one inside source that I told me that this was a Donald Rumsfeld project through the CIA and through the MK Ultra Mind Control program, in which they came in and they actually used this as a brain entrainment molecule, was pushed through by the CIA to get into the food supply to make people more susceptible to doing the things that they should do and not to question the authority of the government. We'll be right back.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome back to K Chet Brewer ranting about aspartame. I've been doing this for 30 years. I've been fussing about this product. I wrote an entire article on this at healthmasters.com. Just go into the little category up there. Go to the website, healthmasters.com, type in aspartame, and it'll give you like a 10-page article in which I document everything I'm telling you this morning and what's going on. I mean, why I'm at this on this kicking parade again, because I hate this product, okay? It's like statin drugs to me. Let me share with you something very quickly. They use three ingredients to manufacture this product. They use phenylalanine, aspartic acid, and methanol, which is pay thinner. That's how they manufacture this particular product. They use bacteria to produce it. Now, here's what's interesting about this. In large concentrations, phenylalanine is poisonous to anybody's brain cells. If you can't process phenylalanine, you can have immediate and irreversible brain damage from using aspartame. That's why I warned you on there that it contains phenylalanine in the package. Secondly is aspartic acid. Aspartic acid in high concentrations has been shown to eat holes in the brains of the laboratory animals in which it's tested. Swiss cheese is your brain. I'm going to repeat that. It's Swiss cheese is your brain. And the third ingredient, of course, is paint thinner. Mark Glogauer, who's a friend of mine who owns a company called Danielle Fencing here in Florida, call him up. He'll verify this for you. He basically came to me years ago to give me some pricing on some fencing, and he basically looked awful. And I told him, I said, okay, I used the word basically again. I've been told that I use basically too much. So I won't try. I'll try to avoid that. I caught myself. Forgive me. A little bit of humor here while I'm in the middle of the story. Mark came to me and told me that he had been having severe seizures. And he'd gone to his doctor, the neurologist, and he sat in the chair, and he said to the doctor, I don't know what's triggering the seizures. And the doctor said, are you drinking diet sodas? And Mark said, yes, I am. So he gave Mark a diet soda. Within a minite, Mark was on the floor with a massive grand mal epileptic seizure. The doctor tracked the seizures directly back to the aspartame. Now, how can that be possibly good for you? They did an MRI on Mark's brain. He had holes in the frontal lobe of his brain. They had to go in and do brain surgery on him and tie off the blood vessels because they were afraid they were going to basically become an aneurysm. And they had to tie off the blood vessels in his brain in the areas that had holes in it. Now, you can call Mark up and you can verify that. Now, this is a crazy product. Why in the world would they put something like this on the market? Why in the world would we allow this product to be on the market? And if I tell you this stuff this morning, why would you be addicted to it? Well, what it does, it releases a dopamine, according to one of my sources, and it's a brain entrainment molecule that was developed basically to put the people in the United States into an alpha brainwave state to make them susceptible to suggestion and to not to kick and not to want to do things against what anybody tells them to do, basically the obedient slaves in front of the TV set. That's what this product does as far as I'm concerned. I've seen people that would throw you out of their churches, pastors, which I've had happen to me, by the way, when you address aspartame and start telling people the pastor shouldn't be drinking aspartame. I have been thrown out of a church over this, so I know how addictive this stuff is. So don't put it in your body. Don't put it in any concentration. Let's go ahead and go to some news stories because I've had enough of that. I'm going to get myself all worked up into a frenzy about this again. I don't want to do that again. Samsung warns you people not to discuss personal information in front of their TV sets. Here's their disclaimer. Please be aware that if your spoken words include personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to a third party through the use of voice recognition if that feature is activated on the Samsung TV. Now, here's the deal, guys. We're educated consumers or we wouldn't be listening to the show. That's number one. If Samsung is telling you this, and I'm sure other TVs are doing this, I suggest you not buy Samsung products. That's just about as simple as that goes. If they're telling you they're going to sell your personal data. You know, Alex Jones talked about this years ago. He talked about the TVs were spying on you, the dishwashers were spying on you, and we talked about that last week. We talked about the electrical grid and smart meters, and I used to think, there's no way they're going to do stuff like this. They're not going to put microphones in your house. That breaks so many laws, it's unbelievable. They're doing it. They're recording your personal data, and they're telling you not to discuss personal information in front of your TV and Samsung's own disclaimers. I just don't even know what to say about this. This is so egregious that it makes you want to take all your electronics and throw them out the door. I mean, that's as far as I'm concerned. That's all I can say. Illegal images. This is from Dave Hodges. Love Dave Hodges stuff. You guys need to get on his newsletter, by the way. This is an interesting thing that he said. The illegal immigrants are related to the pandemic disease that are appearing across the United States. Last summer, I did over 100 talk shows, and I was talking to everyone and saying, hey, look, we've got to find a way to get these folks screened that are coming across the border for scabies, for tuberculosis, for all these, for dengue fever, for measles, for chickenpox. These third world countries have these disease rates that are off the charts. A lot of these people are very, very sick that are coming into the United States. Millions of permits have been issued by Obama now since last summer, illegal work permits, or I should say green card permits for these illegal workers that are coming across. And the sad part about this is that they were not screened, and they're at detention facilities, and they've got lice crawling all over them, and they're being sent to families in the United States with all of these diseases. And now we wonder why we have a measles outbreak in California, Disneyland. Last summer, or last week, well, I've got music coming. I want to tell you what happened. I got into a huge argument with a show in Detroit, Michigan that I was a guest on last week about this. We'll be right back with the break. I'll tell you about it.
The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Week I discussed this stuff in detail. I was on Hagman and Hagman last Friday night, and I was also on J.B. Wells' show, Caravan to Midnight, for 3 hours on Friday, and it was a long day for me on radio. I was on radio for almost 7 hours. But what I learned was this, that the world is starting to wake up. We discussed in detail what was going on with these folks coming across the border with these diseases, plus a plethora of other stuff on J.B. Wells' show. You may remember J.B. Wells. He was the man who was on Coast to Coast on Saturday night for years, and did the Saturday night show. And before long, after a couple of years, his numbers were bigger on the Coast to Coast show on Saturday night than the entire week combined. And so anyhow, he ended up not having that job anymore. Who knows why? And now he has his own show called Caravan to Midnight. I'm going to try to get him on our show with Joyce on the Power Hour, because I really, really want him to be interviewed with you guys. You get full exposure. The guy is absolutely brilliant. We actually went to about 50 different topics. If you guys want to go back and listen to the archives, the same thing with Hagman and Hagman. We need to get them back on again, too. See, the thing about it is that we're having this great awakening in the United States, in the world, because of the Internet, because of shows like this, because Joyce has been kind enough to put a show together like this 10 years ago when everybody said it couldn't be done. And folks are beginning to realize that what we've been told is just a bunch of lies, and that this power structure of the global elite, like Jero Salente said just a few weeks ago when I had him and I was interviewing him here on the show, I think it was the 1st of January, he said basically the only place they have to take us now is World War III. Now you think, well, they wouldn't do that. Okay. They've already taken us to World War I and World War II. See, when the international banking community realized back in the 1700s they could control a country by controlling the currency, they didn't stop. They just kept learning and taking over more and more countries. And it's the international banking community that's working together with a lot of these other organizations that are all part of this triangle that we call the New World Order that's basically subjecting us all to a sort of tyranny that's unprecedented. You know, in modern times, it's all about bringing us back into the feudal system and putting us back under a one-world government. And I personally believe that's going to be under Lucifer. And that's who we're going to be. Actually, they're going to try to force us to worship the beast. And I just don't want to be part of that. That's the one thing that I'm going to say. Like, again, it doesn't matter if the pastors say, well, the state government is saying that we have to worship Lucifer. You know, we have to do Romans 13. I mean, where do they draw the – ask yourself a question. If these guys really believe Romans 13 and they take it out of context like they do, to what level of tyranny must the government go before they tell you that you're no longer to obey these precincts and these things that are being set, these precepts that are being set out by the government? I mean, think about that. Where does it have to go? How far down the slippery slope to Hades does this have to go before the pastors actually wake up? I know Chuck Baldwin, I need to get him on the show too. Chuck Baldwin has said for years that one of the primary causes of what's going on and what's happened in the United States is a failure from the pulpit to say what they need to say and tell the truth because they're afraid of losing their 501(c) status. Yeah, I know our pastor has done extremely extensive stuff on Muslims and et cetera, and all kinds of world events. And we're trying to get him on the show too. His name's Pastor Jay Dennis. He's got I go to a Baptist church in Lakeland. That's a huge church, probably 10,000 members. And it's just what's interesting about this is that, you know, pastors are slowly in little pockets waking up and starting to tell the truth about what's happening. But we as Christians need to encourage our leaders and our pastors and our churches, hey, guys, why don't you take a look at this and stop quoting Romans 13 to me and say, where does it have to stop before you say, I mean, when they start marching the members of your congregation to the FEMA camps and to the concentration camps and to the gas chambers, is that when we're supposed to say, oh, wait a minute, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe we shouldn't have listened to that last thing they said. Well, come on, guys, wake up. You know, we're following the footsteps of Nazi Germany. We're walking down the pathway of fascism, and if we don't stop it, it's not going to get any better for us. Now, let me go back with this thing with these diseases coming across the border. What's interesting, it says that in one of the articles that – this is the Dave Hodges again. He said that a new and unidentified respiratory illness has come to Missouri and is sickening hundreds of kids, and it's causing trouble throughout the entire state. At the St. Louis Mercy's Hospital, there's more than 300 cases of the enterovirus, 68 since mid-August. And this list goes on and on about all these diseases that are sweeping the border. And then he has a very good conclusion. He goes, in 1966, article in Nation, Richard Andrew Cloward and Francis Fox Piven, sociology professors at Columbia University, wrote that capitalism should be collapsed by overloading the government with financial demands that could not be met. Clearly, Obama is working off the playbook of Cloward and Piven, which I've promoted and said to you guys multiple times. The strategy is to collapse the financial system. The tactic is chaos. If a crisis does not exist, create one. The more chaos, the better. The solution is always crouched in emphatic words like fair, equal, humane, and just. We know that the government refused admittance to Fort Sill in Oklahoma to Oklahoma Congressman Jim Brinkenstein, so you see for himself what's going on with these facilities housing illegal immigrants. What are they hiding? See, we have to ask ourselves this question. We have to hold our congressmen and our state representatives and our elected officials. We have to hold them to task and say, hey, why did you vote for this? Why did you vote to get rid of the Second Amendment? Why did you vote about the search and seizure? Why did you allow this to happen? Why did you vote for this budget, this trillions of dollars in deficit? Why do you think this is okay? Those are the questions you've got to ask these guys. And if they make a commitment to you during their campaign and they decide that they're not going to listen to you or not going to do what they said they're going to do after the campaign is over with, remember, 2 more years, they come back up for a vote. We've got to get rid of them. Now, let's go to the next story. This is another Prison Planet article. A lawsuit. Cops put bag on woman's head, strap her to the chair, and choke her to draw blood for DUI test. I don't even know what to say about this. A woman is suing a host of parties after it emerged that cops in Austin, Texas, this is where Alex Jones is located, forcibly took her blood for a DUI test. In a scene that sounds more like something that would occur at a Guantanamo Bay prison camp, I think Nazi concentration camp personally, Carolyn Galloway was arrested by a police officer after she refused to take a breath test during a routine traffic stop. Galloway's attorney told reporters that despite only passive and verbal resistance, she was taken to a small padded room where she was surrounded by officers and strapped into a chair with her legs, wrists, and shoulders restrained. Galloway, who had informed the police that she suffers from an anxiety disorder and uses medication for that ailment, then began to involuntarily tremble from anxiety and fear. This prompted the cops to put a bag known as a transport hood over her head to deprive the senses in some backwards notion that this would have a calming effect. All the hood did was to cause Galloway to further panic as she could not see what was happening and further difficulty breathing. This whole thing is just unbelievable. They tried to take blood out of her. It didn't work. Blood spewed on the officers. Then defendants continued to abuse, determined to take Ms. Galloway's blood. In order to stop her from trembling, one of the officers used a chokehold pressure point on her neck until her body went limp. The complaint further notes, defendant Ramsey Graham stabbed Ms. Galloway again and again while Mrs. Galloway was limp. It continues, when the officer released her neck, Ms. Galloway gasped for air. She could not see because there was a bag over her head. But she felt the weight of a boot in the crook of her arm, which along with the rest of her body was still tied to the chair. Injuries sustained by Galloway during the ordeal included nerve damage, severe bruising, most prominently on her neck as a result of the choking of the hands of the cop. She also said that she is also suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. I don't even know where the comments should begin on this. I'm almost tempted to open up the phones, but I've got too much more music to cover. I'll open them in a few minutes because my phone lines have been lighting up all morning. We start on aspartame. I don't even know what to say about what happened to Ms. Galloway. If this is okay with anybody who I just read this to. Okay, here's the deal. If somebody's drinking and driving, they shouldn't do that. Their license should be taken away. I agree. If somebody's drinking and driving and they refuse a breathalyzer test, the laws in almost every single state removes that person's license for a year. Because they refused the breathalyzer test. So the outcome was the same. The license was taken away. So if the license is going to be taken away for a year through an administrative revocation of their license, if they refuse a breathalyzer test, why in the world, if the same goal is to remove the license, is it that they're allowed to chokehold and forcibly detain and withdraw blood against that person's will or under court order? Now they're saying they don't really need a court order if the judge isn't available. I don't even know where any part of the Constitution this is okay. This is not okay. This is something that now the pastors will say, well, let's do Romans 13. If they want to chokehold you and drag you unconscious into the back room and beat you and put their knee on your neck until you go unconscious, you need to go ahead and say that's okay because that is not okay. I mean, I don't know how to say that's not okay. I hope this lady gets millions of dollars. The problem is, in almost every civil suit against law enforcement in all of the states, laws have been established reducing the amount of money and stopping punitive damages to like $100,000. So she'll spend 7 years in court and maybe get $100,000 for going through this. The punitive damage restriction needs to be lifted in these state governments against the abuse of the state officials that do this. And all of a sudden, if you have the Austin Police Department gets sued for $100 million and they've got to pay that, they're going to stop this nonsense until they stop getting blanket immunity and these minimal amounts of sentencing, the money they've got to pay. They're never going to stop doing this because it's too profitable, I guess, for some unknown sick reason, and they think it's okay. This is not okay. This is the United States of America. This is not fascism yet. This is not Nazi Germany yet. This is not North Korea yet. This isn't okay. And we need to stand against this. Write the people in Austin a letter and tell them they're all a bunch of nuts. And if your people are doing that locally, they're a bunch of nuts. I personally think that you should not have blood or DNA forcibly extracted because you've refused a breathalyzer test. Just take your license away. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with you losing your license. I'm okay with that. But do not force them, putting them on a gurney and subjecting them to chokeholds and making them go unconscious. So if you guys think I'm wrong, you can tell me in the next break. I'll open the phones up. You can fuss at me and do what you want to do. But this is not, again, where's it going to stop? Where's this going to stop? Okay, I got to calm down. We now know that the CDC whistleblower against the MMR vaccine has received full whistleblower immunity from the White House of Obama. William Thompson has now gone public with a statement posted on the Natural News website last summer, suggesting that African males who received the MMR vaccine before the age of 36 months were at increased risk for autism. Decisions were being made regarding which findings report after the data were collected. I mean, here's the deal. This guy's coming in now. This head guy, one of the top researchers of the CDC, is saying that data was fudged and falsified. He's now received immunity status from the government to testify. This is what all of this hysteria about is, as far as I'm concerned, with this measles thing going on through Disney World and around the country. Number one, there's 18 variants of the measles. This vaccine they're giving us covers one variant. It's not effective. You know, on Friday, I told you I was going to tell you this. On Friday, I had a big show out of Detroit, Michigan that I did. And the host of the show said, and I'm paraphrasing his words because they didn't get his exact quote down there, that basically parents who don't immunize their children for the measles vaccine need to be arrested and their children need to be seized and forcibly vaccinated. And they need to be detained and basically in a prison situation, the parents do. And I said to him, I said, do you really believe that? He goes, yes, I really believe this. Now, this is a big station in Detroit on Friday this past week. And I said, well, I completely disagree with you. I said, don't you understand that one of the latest studies shows that if the current trends do not change, that 50% of the children of the United States are going to have autism by 2025? And we have this William Thompson guy back last summer who's a CDC whistleblower now who basically said that they're falsifying data as far as immunization and the measles vaccine causing autism. And the guy goes, all that was disproven. I said, it was not disproven, and it's coming up again. I said, what's causing this massive increase in autism? I said, in addition to that, we have 18 types of variants of the measles vaccine. 18% of the people that came down with the measles in this last quote-unquote epidemic of 150 folks had already been immunized twice. So obviously the vaccine's not working. Then he goes, well, what's going to happen is all the elderly people be at risk. I said, elderly people aren't going to be at risk. I said, we used to have measles parties and chickenpox parties at my mom's house and in local homes back in the 60s and the 50s. So our kids, we would all get the measles and chickenpox so we would have a lifetime immunity. I said, everybody who was a kid through the 40s and 50s and 60s, we've all had measles. I said, we made sure we got the measles. I said, it was a footnote to childhood. It was no big deal. And I said, now you want to put people in prison for not immunizing their kids against the measles when we're not even sure what this vaccine is going to do in the long term? And he goes, well, the problem is it's the affluent areas around the country that aren't immunizing their children. I said, the affluent area, you mean the people that are educated, the people that have college degrees, the people that know how to read, that haven't been dumbed down by the system. I said, you're absolutely right. Those are the ones that aren't immunizing. I said, because we've realized there's a problem associated with these certain types of these immunizations. And I said, I'm not opposed to immunizations. I said, I'm not opposed to that. But I want clean immunizations. I want immunizations without thimerosal, without squalene, without human fetal tissue cells. So we got into this big blowout. I mean, this is all going on live radio out of Detroit on Friday morning. And finally, I was done with my 18 minutes on the air, ranting and raving and fussing and arguing with this guy. The show came to an abrupt end. And I thought to myself, wow, what was all that about? He wants to put parents in jail. And I told him, I said, dude, are you kidding me? Are we going to start arresting people for cigarettes too? I mean, when do you do this? Okay, well, you're 65 years old now. It's time for you to be euthanized. You obviously are no longer going to be effective in the United States. It's time for you to check out. We don't want to pay Social Security. So we're going to take you to the euthanization clinic and we're going to go ahead and let you go ahead and die like they did in Soylent Green with Charlton Heston back in the 60s, and I think it was the early 70s that came out. By the way, I knew Charlton Heston. I did a bunch of seminars with him. He's a fine, fine man. He's one of the nicest people I ever met on the seminar circuit. But the sad part about this is we've got to realize this isn't going to get any better. If we allow, okay, but you know, put them in jail. Put the parents in jail. Put everybody in jail. Seize the kids. I mean, are you kidding? This is where this is going? This isn't okay with me, and this doesn't go with Romans 13. And I just, you know, okay, I'm going to change subjects. This is another one of those that just really irritates me. Let's go ahead. 4-star U.S. Navy Admiral slams Obama while sending dire warning to all of America. This is from a video that was done by four-star Navy Admiral James A. Ace Lyons, former commander-in-chief of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, speaking at the National Press Club during a press conference on how to combat radical Islamic extremism in America. One might think that Lyons would quickly go after al-Qaeda and ISIS. The warning given here, Admiral Lyons should be taken from it by the way America's ready to cut. Okay, this is very poorly written. It says basically that Barack Obama has does not have America's best interests in mind. He calls all military leaders in the new GOP-controlled Congress to stand up to the Obama administration and uphold their oaths to the Constitution. He said we have a quote, hell of a job ahead of us, warning that Muslim Brotherhood has not completely infiltrated the national security agencies across the country, including all of our intelligence agencies. Now, this is not old news for us. Now, here's what's interesting to me. They can read your license plate from orbit with satellite technology and cameras that have been available for the past 30, 40 years. But they can't figure out that the Muslim Brotherhood has infiltrated all of our intelligence agencies? Are you kidding me? Again, Cloward and Piven reeks here. They know what's going on. They know what's happening. This is all to foment a war between the Muslims and the Christians. And, well, I guess it would be the Zionists and the Christians and the Muslims. They're doing everything they can to push this agenda, and this is where they're trying to take us, according to Gerald Celente and a lot of other forecasters, because when the fiat currency system starts to collapse and everything goes into turmoil and chaos, they have to bring us back together again. Dave Hodges wrote an excellent article last week, and I read from it extensively on Hagman & Hagman on Friday night. And what he said was, once the mass awakening reaches the tipping point of 10%, now everybody listen to me, for this is so important. Once the mass awakening reaches the tipping point of 10%, change can be almost is imminent, and that basically the 10% are going to change the rest of the population. Now, when that happens, the government has all of their beta testing that they're doing with all of the spying that they're doing now, with the internet spying, the radio spying, the appliance spying, the TV appliance spying, and they're hearing all of the chatter, and they know when it's approaching 10%. And when it approaches 10%, a false flag has to happen to bring it back into compliance under the 10%. Remember what happened back in the 90s with Bill Clinton, when Ruby Ridge happened and Waco happened, and the Branch Davidians were basically burned and killed, and all those children were killed, and then Ruby Ridge happened, and Randy Weaver's wife had her head blown off by a sniper almost a half a mile away while she was standing on her front porch. There was such an outlash against the federal government for the tyranny that was going on under the Clinton administration that what ended up happening is we suddenly have the false flag of Oklahoma City. And when that happened, it brought that 10% of the aggregate back down again. We come back from the break. We'll finish this. We'll cover a few more of these news stories. We'll go to our first guest.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold
standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Okay, I've got a couple more news stories I've got to cover. We've got our first guest coming on this morning, Dr. Colonel Colin Ross. So we're going to have some interesting conversations with him this morning about mind control. I think I'm going to ask him about the aspartame thing, if he knows anything about that. He may or may not, so I don't really want to put him on the spot. I'll probably ask him about that during a break, and if you don't hear me discuss it with him on the show, it's probably because he's not been informed of that particular topic, because since we're basically... Okay, Scott, I've got you on the line so I can still hear you. Okay, this is while we're waiting for Scott, let me go ahead and open up the telephone lines. If you've got any comments on what we talked about this morning, give me a call real quick. 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. You heard me pontificate for a few minutes, so let's hear what you've got to say about the comments that I made this morning on any topic at all that we've covered this morning. Scott, if you'll go ahead and take these phone calls, that'd be great. Payback time. The Greek prime minister is seeking war reparations from Nazi occupation and wartime loans. Okay, good luck with that. That was 70 years ago, and the Germans paid a bunch of that back off in 1960. Germany has rejected that and said they're not going to do it. The death count has doubled. The Red Cross now retrieved 1,300 fighters' bodies in Afghanistan in 2014, doubling that from 2013. Old people are now being auctioned off to basically retirement homes and nursing homes on the Internet for their care. Is your child a terrorist? The U.S. government questionnaire rates families at risk for extremism, including, I guess, folks that are Christians and homeschoolers and folks that don't believe in vaccines. That's interesting. DHS offers undocumented immigrants feedback hotlines for executive amnesty. These are all these stories that I'm trying to cover this morning. Okay, my phone lines are already locked up. Okay, Greg in Florida, you want to talk about Ruby Ridge? Go ahead. What do you want to say? Go ahead.
Good morning. I just want to correct you. You said it happened under the Clinton administration. It happened under George H.W. Bush administration, Ruby Ridge.
Thank you. I stand corrected. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, we can't blame everything on Clinton, you know. A lot of things happened under those bad
Republicans. That's right. That happened under Bush, and then what happened to Clinton happened with Waco.
Right, exactly. That's
you're
what
right.
I want to
now,
say. Thank you.
Is that all you want to say? Okay. Thanks so much. Thank you, Greg. Okay. Mark in Texas. I apologize for that mistake. Mark in Texas, go ahead. Vaccines.
Yeah, good morning. A lot of times the propaganda tries to convince us that the vaccines were what caused the elimination of measles in the United States. I want to propose that it might have had a 10% effect on the total outcome, but what really caused the measles to almost die off was everybody getting the measles, which prevented them from being a carrier down the road, and those generations are now fixing to die off. In other words, my mother and your mother and grand, we all had the measles parties.
Right.
Once you get exposed, you cannot be a carrier.
That's right. You're right. And a lot of the folks that are being immunized, Mark, thanks for the call, and a lot of the people that are being exposed, they don't even realize that they don't even realize that when they get the measles vaccine that they're actually contagious and can transmit the measles. Jack in Louisiana, go ahead.
In Texas, it got strapped to the chair. That is cruel and unusual punishment, and it is forcing you to testify against yourself.
I agree. I consider that to be torture, too. What do you think, Jack?
Yeah, cruel. Yeah, torture. It's cruel and unusual punishment.
That's right. What do you think should be done? What do you think we should do with these Austin officials? Should we hold them accountable, or should we ignore it?
No, on an individual basis. If I came over there and choked you, what would I get? Huh?
That's right. I don't know, Jack. I carry a Kimber. I don't think I'm going to choke me. But you're absolutely right. What are you going to do when you get choked out? You're absolutely right. If we're not police officers, we start choking out people, we're either going to get shot or we're going to go to jail. Thanks for the call, Jack. Okay, Johnny in Missouri, go ahead.
Hey, morning, Ted.
What do you got about 20 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. I'm confused on your double-mindedness in your speech.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell me. We almost out of the music. We're fixing to go to break.
Okay. Came to this country, we were told that these white, bald apes were savages and would eat us. When the Hessians came to the United States, they were told to come.